This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Ebola may be coming back. The Congo has confirmed 2 new Ebola cases in the Northwest, 10 more suspected. We're going to be talking about that. We do not want a resurfacing of an Ebola epidemic. We also have a pregnant woman who had a brain tumor, and after the baby's birth, it just disappeared. Cancer going away or a tumor going away is rare. But, damn, these quote-unquote Houdini tumors, if you're going to get a tumor, I think I'd rather get this one. I'm going to talk about that. We have Walmart. That's back in the news. Walmart is brilliant from a media perspective. We'll tell you how they want to fight the opioid crisis. We also have half of all Australians saying they are not going to get the flu shot this year. Australians are tough. They're tough cookies. And after them, with the publicized cluster of how this year's flu shot didn't seem to handle the flu, they don't want to have that embarrassment again. So what are they doing? They're like, nah, we're not going to get the flu shot. Apparently, Generation X is the most suspicious of the vaccine, while baby boomers appear to be more proactive. So we're going to talk about that. Then, a woman's runny nose that she thought was allergies. I'd say every few months you hear of a case like this. Her runny nose was not from allergies. It was from fluid that was leaking from her brain, a CSF leakage. So we'll talk about that. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day at the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I just have something to say before we get started. So it's a real, real busy time this time of year. Now that we're done kind of with prom season, we're getting into graduation season. A lot of you are hoping that traffic starts to subside. When kids are in school, for some reason, traffic is so much worse than when, you know, kids are out of school. It's about a 45, 50-minute commute for me each way. And during graduation time, if you're a parent, there's always a lot going on. There's banquets. There's award ceremonies. My son's graduating high school, so he's got an award ceremony. He's getting some award next week. I know, I'm surprised. And last night was his banquet for lacrosse. So he got his varsity letter. Yay! Which doesn't make a lot of sense to me because he got his varsity letter and he graduates in a week. So, see, when I went to school, there were letterman jackets. You would have these jackets, and then you would have the letter on it. You would have your varsity letter. And people would wear their letterman jackets when it was cold, in the fall and winter. So I'm a little confused how you got your letter at the end of the year, but that's okay. But I got mad at my son, because my son is a little bit like me. A smart aleck. And so he's up there with the coaches getting this award. They're getting his lawyer, he also got an award too, so he's getting his letter. And he's standing there with the coaches, and the letter, you know, these letters for letterman jackets, they're pretty big. They're about the size of a face. So what does he do? He takes the letter right as the picture is about to be taken, the big formal picture, and he sticks the letter in front of the head coach's face. So I have it on my Facebook, so there's a picture of him smiling, right, with his letter over the coach's face. So the coach basically doesn't get to be in the picture. Now, he thought it was funny, and because, again, he's my kid, and it was a knee-jerk reflex, I started yelling at him. So bad boy! What are you doing? So now he gets embarrassed because his mommy's yelling. His friends think he's like the bomb. And I'm like, okay, oh, hell no. Then he gets another award. Okay, now, I'm not used to my son getting academic awards. In school, he always seemed to struggle. But for some reason, he came into his own in high school. And he actually started getting A's. He even made the dean's list. And I'm like, no. Some other kid must be taking your test. He's like, no, Mom, I've been studying. I knew my kid was smart. He just didn't want to apply himself. So apparently he got this award called the Scholar Athlete Award. And I guess that's if you're an athlete and your grade point average is over 3.5. Now, I almost pooped myself because I guess he got that award. And I'm not saying this to brag. I kind of should be happy right now, but I feel guilty because I never thought my children, like, had any talent. I mean, we're not the most athletic. We're not the most musical. And we're not the most academic. It's very interesting. My older son, who always struggled in school, is getting A's, straight A's. The other one, who was always getting A's, is now struggling. Something about high school versus grade school and middle school, it's different. It really is, just like with college. You can't take anything for granted. Maybe it's because the younger one is on all honors classes. So we throw him in all honors classes because he was straight A's, and he's like, Mom, this sucks. So we're thinking about maybe cutting back some of the honors classes. I mean, honors classes is important if you want to get AP credit, later take AP classes. But in this school, you don't get to take AP classes unless you're in even a higher than honors. So we're like, to hell with it. If you can't get the AP classes, just get the A's, whatever you have to do. But, you know, my son getting some of the biggest honors that he's gotten thus far, right, next to Prom King, I him still having a sense of humor and being a smart aleck, I have to say I'm proud of him. I'm proud of my baby. And I just have to say that because I know he hates it when I talk about him on my show. Because, you know, he's my little cupcake tushy. And he hates it when I talk about him, but I just have to talk about baby stuff. Okay, yay! He's my baby. I am a proud mommy. It was great. I actually started lactating. The food wasn't bad. The problem is there was no bar. We're at this banquet, and I wanted to get there early because I wanted to hit the bar. There was no bar. So they served lemonade, which was nice, but, you know, like, to get through this, you know, and get through any antics my kid does. But honestly, the coach of the lacrosse team, no, they didn't score that well, but it didn't matter. Because our kids knew how to lose with style. We did. That's what you do. If you have a losing season, or multiple losing seasons, you celebrate all the more. Right? I guess. 1-877, Doc Dolly, don't go away. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, Jason, and Kyle for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Walmart is coming to the rescue. Walmart is now going to help fight the opioid crisis. Walmart's all in the headlines again. And now, mind you, I am a fan of Walmart. I am. I think they really know how to play the media. I think they have a phenomenal marketing team. I'm actually in awe of Walmart. Which is why I make fun of them. Okay? I go to Walmart. I shop at Walmart. Walmart basically has me by the cojones if they want to. Because they have evidence of what I buy. And they can always release that at any time. Well, yeah, you know, she buys nylons and we know the size of her nylons. No, no, please don't tell anybody the size of my nylons, please. We know what cereal she likes to eat. She bought some sports bras. We know those sizes. Oh, that's okay. Go ahead and tell everybody. That's fine. Please go right ahead. All right, that's fine by me. So I have to be careful making fun of Walmart because they really got the goods on me. I'm a fan. But I think they know how to get media attention better than anybody else. Remember when they said that they were going to raise wages, hourly wages, to $10 an hour? This was a couple years ago. Everyone's like, man, that's awesome. And I was like, wait a second. It's because the minimum wage, the federal minimum wage, is going to raise eventually 12 to 15. So they're trying, it's going to happen anyway, so they might as well beat everybody to the punch and get the news article. And yeah, they're smart. They're smart. And good. Let media drive them to make some real, real cool decisions for their employees. All right, well, so now they are getting all this attention because they are going to help fight the opioid crisis. All right, let's see what they're doing. Let's see what Walmart is doing. How is Walmart going to put their strength, right, and their brawn behind us as a nation fighting the opioid crisis? Well, they are going to restrict acute opioid prescriptions to a 7-day supply. And, yep, they're going to restrict acute opioid prescriptions up to a 7-day supply. I'll tell you what that is. And up to a 15 morphine milligram equivalent maximum per day. That's what the company said in a news release. Oh, wow, that's awesome. Yay, Walmart. All right, good for Walmart. Whoa. Give everybody hold the phone. Okay, they are going to limit acute opioid prescriptions to a 7-day supply. They themselves, the pharmacy, is going to tell the doctors what to do. Wow, it's about time. It's about time that the pharmacies take over. Can everybody just hold the phone for a second here? The average doctor or a medical provider, if you come in with acute pain, only write you a 7-day supply. That's what we've been doing this whole time. No, it's Walmart's idea. No, it's not Walmart's idea. This is something we've been doing. I mean, the CDC suggested it, like we doctors are idiots and we're not. But have I ever given a prescription for more than 30 tablets for acute pain? No. So let's say you're given Vicodin because you broke your arm or you have a painful tooth abscess. Okay. Or you have shingles, which is extremely painful. It's along your chest and you can't take a deep breath. So your doctor writes you Vicodin, one PO, one pill, every 4 to 6 hours, PRN pain. So in 7 days, that means you're either taking anywhere from 28 pills to 42 pills, right? Six times seven is 42. So your prescription would be anywhere from 28 to 42 pills. I write 30 pills. I did that ever since I was in the ER, ever since I was in the urgent care and in my office. I'll write you 30 tablets. So if I'm writing you 30 tablets, that's actually a little less than a 7-day supply, depending on how many you take per day. So what's getting changed? Oh, well, we are stepping in to limit it because some doctors write, what do some doctors write? Are some doctors writing 100 tablets for an acute, brand-new pain? No, they're not. I don't know any doctor for acute pain that writes more than 30. Now, maybe I'm naive, but there's no reason to. Why? Because if somebody is in acute pain, they need to come back. They need to follow up with somebody. I was trained, and I apologize if there's doctors out there that do write 120 pills for acute pain. All right? I'm talking about like a new diagnosis, acute pain. I don't know anybody that does that. And I was taught, as an ER doc, you give enough medicine or you do whatever treatment to keep them alive long enough till they can follow up with their primary care doctor or provider. If they aren't going to be able to live long enough, you admit them. That's how you decide whether to admit or let them go, or figure out the follow-up. Will this person go blind today? If they can, you get the ophthalmologist in, you keep him in the ER, whatever. If the person's going to be fine, because it's only a pink eye, then have them follow up with an eye doctor in a couple days. This is how I would decide what I would do with patients. And if somebody had a rib fracture, right? Somebody got into a motorcycle accident and broke a couple ribs. That person needs to be watched for an ensuing pneumonia because he's not taking deep breaths. Do you think I'm going to give him a prescription that'll allow him to sit at home for 2-3 weeks? No. I'm going to give him 30 pills, and I'm going to make a follow-up with somebody in a few days. Now, that's how I always did it. So now we have this big, huge headline of, oh, yeah, well, you know, Walmart is limiting. Well, that's kind of what the prescriptions are usually only about 30 pills or 40 pills. That's no big deal. Now, limiting the morphine milligram equivalent maximum day per dose could be good in terms of limiting chronic pain medication. But people in pain are going to be like, well, what am I supposed to do? So pharmacies going, we are going to take a stand against the opioid prescription crisis, and we're going to do our part. Okay, that's great. They got themselves a soundbite. They're in the news. But the acute pain prescriptions aren't what's causing our opioid epidemic. You broke your rib, and I gave you 30 pills. I didn't turn you into a heroin addict. I treated your pain so you could take some deep breaths and not get a pneumonia. Because you have to take big, deep breaths when you have rib fractures. Otherwise, you'll get a pneumonia. I want you in as little pain as possible. I want you, if you've had a knee replacement, to have good pain control so you get up and use that knee. You got to work through your physical therapy. You got to strengthen that knee. We need pain medications. After surgery, yes, we're going to give you some pain medications. We need to make sure you get up out of bed so you don't get a bed sore. I mean, or a blood clot. Okay, we doctors aren't stupid. And I am sick and tired of this country acting like we have to have non-medical professionals school us. We're not idiots, people. So thank you, Walmart and Walmart pharmacies, for jumping in to save the flipping day. But we are not stupid. Now, the CDC has suggested 3 days or less will often be sufficient. They have a point. Okay. You have a tooth abscess. You get on proper antibiotics. Personally, I'd like to see a tooth abscess within a few days. So, yeah. I can understand, you know, 3 days. But people's insurance costs a little bit more per prescription. And I think 25 pills or 30 pills is not going to turn anybody into an addict. If you really want to fight the opioid epidemic, we need to do something about illegal fentanyl and illegal heroin being distributed. Whether it's coming into our country illegally or being manufactured or distributed in our country, that's something we need to do. Also, what would be really, really nice is for us to figure out how to treat pain. For us to emphasize non-narcotic ways to treat pain. Do we have some real good biofeedback or acupuncture clinics where people could go and try to get some of that done? Massage? Does insurance pay for that? No, not always. So, again, thank you, Walmart. We appreciate it. But we're not stupid. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie Guy. I would like to invite you to a free health lecture where I'm going to educate you on how to flourish with better health now and in your golden years. We will be at the Holiday Inn Airport, Springfield, Missouri. Registration time is 6:30 p.m. This is May 18th. You can give us a call for free registration at 833-WALLACH. That's free registration, 833-925-5224. 833-925-5224.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're
all right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, we got a lot to talk about here. All right, by the way, we do have some breaking news. All right, hold on a second. We got some breaking news. Trump has told Francis Macron that the U.S. will pull out of the Obama-era nuclear bargain with Iran that he called insane and the worst deal ever. So I guess we are pulling out of the Iran deal. We'll tell you guys more as we get that. But apparently, Trump plans to reinstate all the sanctions the U.S. waived in conjunction with the nuclear deal. Trump also plans to impose additional sanctions on Tehran. A lot of this happened after Israel had found that somebody was lying, right, about nuclear arsenals. So we'll keep you guys posted, but there is some breaking news, and I always apologize for talking about other subjects when this breaking news comes. But, yeah, we knew this was coming. All right, Australia's in the news. I love Australians. I would never mess with Australians. Especially with all the wars they've won. You know, they're pretty tough cookies, right? Yeah. No, nobody ever wants to fight the Australians. And one, is they're nice. Two, is because they can probably kick a butt. Australians live with the most venomous spiders and snakes and all sorts of stuff over there. Kangaroos can kick your butt. And these Australians are tough cookies. Nobody wants to mess with Australians. However, the Australians got one hell of a hit. They got one hell of a, I don't know, butt whooping in the media because of the flu. Like it's Australia's fault that we had a bad flu season. In a way, it is. I hate to say that because I really love our, I love Australians, but if Australia doesn't get the flu shot right, sometimes we won't either. You would think we would learn from Australia's flu. See, Australia gets the flu first. They're really the toughest cookie. They get the flu first. They also, by the way, get to celebrate New Year's first. You guys notice that? Australia gets to celebrate, you know, in Sydney. So here we are, you know, trying to buy our shoes and our outfits, and we look up at the TV, and in Australia, they're already celebrating the New Year. They are so far, they are a year ahead of us, Australians. And here we are going, oh, what are we doing on New Year's? They already celebrated it. They just have their acts together, Australia. They just do. Right. But when it came to the flu, their flu shot wasn't that good. So now everybody's blaming the Australians. You know how I blame the British for everything? Right? Why we have tea. Why we have roundabouts. Why our English has to be so proper in English class is so hard. It's because the British. I bet English class in Australia is an easy A. But in America, no. Why? Because I got textbooks from England. And you need to appropriately dangle your participle and use the verb appropriately with an adverb. Like, no. I'm not going to use an adverb. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to say whatever the hell I need to say. Their pronunciation is atrocious. Is that good? Does that mean good? No. So, anyway. So, all right. Okay. They say the two biggest reasons. Oh, yeah. So, Australia's in the news. So, Australians are like, you know what? Heck with this. We're not going to get the flu shot. Half of Australians said no. We're not going to get the flu shot. See, they're tough cookies. They can deal with venomous spiders. You think they care about the flu? Now, there's a couple reasons. The Finder.com.au survey took the opinions of 2,003 adults and found that half of them are not planning on getting a flu vaccine in 2018. Expanding those figures, representing the Australian population, if you extrapolate it, that's going to be 9 million people who are going to say, to heck with the vaccine. Why? They think that the flu shot will make you sick, or it doesn't work. They say Generation X, which is my generation, is the most suspicious of the vaccine, with 18% thinking it doesn't work. Younger people, I guess maybe they'd be a little bit more inclined, younger than the Generation X, but the baby boomers are the most proactive. The baby boomer's like, nah, we're going to get the flu shot. 72% of us are going to get the flu shot. Generation Y, about 40% are going to be vaccinated. So Generation X are those of us born in late 60s to early 80s. We're the Generation X, I believe. And the Generation Y are those born in the later 80s to the 2000s. And the Generation Z are those born 2000 on up, I think. Baby boomers were those born during the war. After the war. I gotta tell you guys something. Okay, when I grew up in the 80s, they said baby boomers were those where people came home on leave, you know, in 1940, 1941, 1942. It wasn't just coming home in 45, but when people would come home on leave and stuff, but I get how there was a boom because once the war ended, all the men came back. Which, man, as a girl, dang. Could you imagine growing up with no men around? And then all of a sudden they all come back in their uniform after killing Nazis? I would be like, damn, you don't even have to buy me dinner. Well, oh well. Okay, that's neither here nor there. So hey, let's get back to the flu and the Australians. So, according to Dr. Daria Fiedler, I think she's trying to be Dahlia. No, there's only one Dr. Dahlia. But Dr. Daria Fiedler told News.com that you may still get the flu if you get the vaccine, but the vaccine itself cannot cause the flu. So what she's basically saying is just because you get the flu shot doesn't mean you're 100% immune. But the flu shot, if it's a killed flu particle, you're not going to get the flu from the flu shot. She said influenza vaccine is an inactive vaccine. Therefore, it's unable to give you the flu. Well, that's what I said. In an ideal world, it'd be better if everyone receives a vaccination. If only some are vaccinated, the virus is going to continue to spread in the community. So some of you have asked for me to explain why, if you're vaccinated, it's a big deal if somebody next to you isn't. You're not going to get it. Well, not entirely. You have somebody who's a host. They're coughing and sneezing, etc. All right? If you're not 100% immune, you still don't want to be around sick people. Like polio. We don't want polio coming back to America. We don't want smallpox. I don't care if we're vaccinated against polio. But you have people around you with polio. What if your immune system doesn't do its job? That's why even if you're vaccinated, we still don't want vaccinated people around, unvaccinated people harboring the illness around you. That's why. So, already this year, more than 12,000 confirmed cases of flu have been recorded, 20% higher. So, they're working on their next flu season. They're going to be coming into flu season now, actually. Remember, Australia is different. They're earlier than us. They're in another hemisphere. So as we are leaving our flu season, they are coming into theirs. And we're watching very closely. If they get it right, then we are going to copy and do the exact same thing for our shot. I mean, what we do is we take what's going on in Australia and try to make our flu shot against that. Right, and we take our best guess. So we do like an H1N1, we have a swine flu, we have another influenza A, another influenza B, and that's how we make our trivalent. And our quadrivalent may have two Bs or a couple of As or whatever. But usually we do the trivalent flu shot. That's the majority of us what we take. And it always has a swine flu because we're scared to death of swine flu. And we get an A and a B. And they pick the A based on, or the B, what's going on in Australia. Last year in Australia was the H3N2. That's a bad one. And that's a shifty one. And those suckers know how to evade, right, what scientists are trying to do. But when the Australians are like, we're not even going to get the flu shot, that can mess us up. Because we need to see how effective it is over there. So if you find an Australian, talk to them. I don't know, maybe they're at Outback. Okay, 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is not news that I want to hear about, but Ebola may be making a comeback. Fox News is reporting that the Democratic Republic of Congo has confirmed two new cases of Ebola in the northwestern town of Bikoro, and at least 10 more cases have been suspected. This is according to the head of the National Institute for Biological Research, Jean-Marc Mayombe, said on Tuesday. A source of the Ministry of Health also said two cases have been confirmed and added that there would be an official announcement about it later in the day. Now, this is the ninth time Ebola has been recorded in the DRC. Remember, Ebola was discovered back in the 70s. And there were smolderings of it throughout the years. As you remember, back in the 90s, Dustin Hoffman and Rene Russo and Cuba Gooding Jr. did a movie called Outbreak, and it had to do with Ebola. And I was really, really mad because I was in medical school at the time, and they were showing pictures of kidney cells that were not kidney cells. And I'm like, those are not kidney cells. Are you kidding me? And I was so mad. And the other students with me are like, shut up. Of course. Okay, they're not going to be accurate. I'm like, well, they need to be accurate. This is like a real medical movie. And here we are all watching it. My friend Ingrid's like, will you please shut up? I'm like, all right. So I was like, I had my panties all up in a bunch about that one. But unlike Zika, which was discovered back in the 40s, Ebola, relatively new discovery. Maybe it existed prior, but outbreaks started to be documented. Right? When they gave its name, I guess, from the Eastern Ebola River. All right? But, as you remember, back in 2014, it was really, really bad. No, not 2014, 2016? No. The outbreak ended in 2016, but it started back in 2014, killing more than 11,300 people, infecting more than 28,600 people as it rolled through Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia before it finally got contained. Now, the latest instance of the disease comes less than a year after the Central African country's last outbreak. So they had a little outbreak last year. 8 people were infected, 4 people died. Now, some of you will say, okay, we're talking about a big country. So why are we freaking out about 2 people or 4 people? Or because remember, these countries aren't America, where if somebody is sick, it's going to be all over Twitter and Facebook or CNN or Fox News and hospitals closed down and all that. No, it's a different country. Many of the time, these villages will be brewing this before anybody in the media finds out. What happened with Ebola was it was a family. I think it started with a little girl. They think patient zero was a little girl. A little girl got really, really sick. So mommy and older brother and sister and grandma, you know, were taking care of her. Then they all got sick and they died. So the villagers, you know, start to, you know, bury him and go through, you know, the proper rituals and process. Then some of them got sick. And either A, they didn't have a means to go and get outside help, or B, maybe they don't want outside help. With movies like Outbreak, where somebody decides to detonate a whole city or village when there's an infectious disease, do you think many villagers want nationalized medicine to come in or automation or, you know, any sort of, civilization to come in to fix their problem? Yeah, they're scared. If they're scared, they will, but they may be more scared of what we can do to them. Now, nobody contained any of this, from what I understand, by any barbaric means. And we needed help. And I think we have convinced a lot of villagers and stuff that, you know, getting modern society to come in there won't mean the death of them. It will change their way of life. We will invade their privacy. Not from a nudity standpoint, but in terms of coming into their town, you know, creating boundaries, creating tents, we are going to be invading their turf. But then we'll leave. We need to convince them of that. So when we hear these little baby outbreaks, okay, we have to assume that we're not hearing of others. And Ebola smolders. Every now and then we get these, you know, it's not uncommon for this. The only concern is when we're starting to hear numbers of, oh, another 10 are suspected, we have 2 confirmed cases, you do get a little concerned. Those 10 could have had contact with 50 other people. They say Ebola is believed to be spread over long distances by bats. Bats host the virus and they don't die. So they can infect other animals, such as chairs. They can infect monkeys, other sorts of stuff. They say a lot of times it's spread to humans via infected bushmeat. And Congo's vast remote geography gives an advantage. Outbreaks, you know, are often localized, easy to isolate. But with the Congo, I mean, there's a lot of area. So we are watching this very, very closely. We're not saying we have epidemics yet, you know, but if there's some smoldering cases in the Congo, then are there some smoldering cases in Sierra Leone or Liberia or other places? So we need to be very wary. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. If you have a runny nose that just doesn't go away, and you've tried to treat yourself with allergies, it may be a very, very, very rare, rare case of a faucet leak. And a faucet leak meaning CSF leakage. So Kendra Jackson in Nebraska thought she was having bad allergies. Doctors kept saying, oh, yeah, that's what it is. I always think of CSF fluid because I asked them, what does it taste like? Does it taste like normal nasal? And I think CSF is a little sweeter. She said, everywhere I went, I had a box of puffs, always stuffed in my pocket. It was like a waterfall continuously, and then it would run to the back of my throat. That feels different from allergies. You need to tell your doctor this feels different. This doesn't feel like allergies. Otherwise, they're going to call it allergies. So for years, she was having issues, going to doctors and specialists, sneezing, coughing, constant nose tickle. She got into a car accident in 2013. She hit her head on the dashboard, so she had chronic headaches. Well, what ended up happening was she had a CSF or a cerebral spinal fluid leak. She was losing a half a pint of fluid per day. And if you have a leak, that means you have an open port where bacteria could get in and cause an infection of the brain. Or along the lining, the meninges, called meningitis. So according to the Cleveland Clinic, a CSF leak occurs when the fluid around the brain travels through a hole through the skull bone. Typically, as a result of traumatic injury, you can get runny nose, liquid in the ear, headaches, vision loss, among others. It is rare. 5 per 100,000 people report having these leaks every year. But to me, that's 5 too many. So, she had an operation. They went through the nostrils, through the nose, used a team of doctors, used her own tissue to plug the area so the fluid doesn't spill out. They used angled cameras, angled instruments. She was thrilled. Head felt clear. Finally able to put the tissues away. She was even able to get a good night's sleep. But CSF fluid leakage, it's rare, but it is different from allergies. And if you don't think your doctors are listening to you, tell them to taste it themselves. Right? They'll get it checked out. Then there was a California woman diagnosed with a brain tumor in the 9th month of her pregnancy. Her doctors decided to delay any treatment until after the baby was born. I get that. But when she returned back to the hospital for a brain scan 3 months after giving birth, it was gone. So, this now you see it, now you don't, they call it a Houdini tumor. It's very interesting. You know, like Harry Houdini, the magician? This was published online April 8th in the journal World Neurosurgery. She had nausea, vomiting, episodes of blurry vision, etc. And she had a meningioma, a type of tumor that forms in the membrane surrounding the brain and spinal cord on the left side of her head behind the ear. Even though they're not technically brain tumors, they're a tumor in the brain tissue. Or they're a tumor from the lining of the brain. And meningiomas could compress brain tissue. But it went away. So maybe what happened is because of the hormones. It's fascinating. Well, good for her. It's nice to have a good story and not a good story. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.